Okay, I'm here on the dance floor with Wayne and Jack Hemingway for this Bitter Sculpture exhibition at the Tate. So would one of you like to tell me a bit about it?
Yeah, I'll start. I mean, we wanted to kind of re-look at how sculpture is shown in galleries, and I think when we were offered, you know, the Tate came to us and said, you know, would we like to curate part of an exhibition? And we hadn't done anything with the Tate before, and so you know you're immediately attracted by the Tate because it's a pretty good brand, and you think, you know, well, that's interesting. And then Liverpool, always good to visit here, and you know it's not far. It gives you an excuse to visit your mum as well. You know come back up north occasionally. Mm-hmm. So you start thinking, yeah, well, it might be a decent thing to do. And then you start thinking, you sit round, and you know Jack's part of the team at Hemingway Design, and we all sat round and started to talk about, you know, what do we like and what don't we like about going to art galleries. And I think Jack was the first one to say that quite often you get bored.
No, never. No, sure not. So was your idea to come up with like the disco floor or something?
Yeah,
or the, make it more
the concept of turning it into a disco was my idea.
At first we all thought, oh, we just laughed, it was funny. Mm-hmm. And we thought, we'll never get away with it. But then we thought, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think it works really well. Yeah. Yeah. As we were saying, we've seen quite a few of these works before. But it just brings a whole new atmosphere to it.
Yeah, and that's often the problem with art, in that the media now is so has made art so conspicuous that unless you go out, I think one of the things that stuck out, and Jack always comes back to this, is, you know, one of the exhibitions that you probably remember, and all we've got four kids, and all the kids bar the young one, who was too young to remember it, remember is Sensation, and we went there right at the beginning, didn't we, and queued up to remember, and mm-hmm. and because you were seeing things that you hadn't seen before, and you know, at school you see loads of art, don't you? You know, you're, through the media, through websites, through all of that, you see loads of art. But when you see something you haven't seen before, and I think it holds your attention, number one, and you find out more. But when you're just going through an exhibition and you think, oh, I've seen that, you know, and even though you don't really know what it's about, the human brain thinks, well, I've been there, done that, you know, that's quite a human thing. And you end up whipping round a gallery in 5 minutes and you don't really find out. So the idea to hold, you know, Jack's idea to hold people in a place by doing it in a way that was unusual and probably would attract his age. And I think that's important because, you know, you do sometimes find that you go in a gallery and it's all shh, you know, it's silence, it's don't touch. Plus you're in the company of a lot of older people.
Yeah.
Even at my age, sometimes I feel young. At 48, I feel young when I'm in a gallery. And you think, well, is that a worry for the future of art? And we all want art to continue to flourish because, you know, the creativity is what is very important to all aspects of life, you know, and the economy as well. So I think we thought it's good to listen to a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Although, not 23.
Sorry, well, you need, oh no, you know, a 22-year-old. It's good, when are you? Is it a month, isn't it? Next
yeah,
month.
Not long.
Yeah. So it's good to listen to a 22-year-old because they're, you know, children are the future, like George Benson. Like George Benson sings about.
Okay, right. Yeah, but even so, I'm glad there's not like a really loud background music going on while you're going around, because it can distract the senses when you don't want it to. But you get handed headphones as you come in, and you're told it's obligatory to wear them, but at least you can turn the volume down a bit to suit yourself. And
that whole thing about that, you know, that whole thing about silent discos is cool as well. You know, that's
I haven't heard of those.
No. Well, that's another thing. Yeah, I mean, silent discos are, well, they have them at festivals. There's even clubs, isn't there, that have them? And,
yeah, but it wasn't that. Like, it was the sort of not. You know, that was in my mind when I was thinking about it, but it was the idea of groups where they get together in public places and
like a flash mob, isn't it?
Download the same song or buy the same song and put it on their MP3 player, all plus play at the same time, and then they have a dance in. And that's art in itself.
They've been happening at major rail interchanges where, you know, on the internet and on text messages, they all text each other. And they've had thousands turn up, or hundreds, haven't they, turn up at these events.
Yeah.
They all turn up, set their iPods at to the same music, and all dance silently in a public space. And that's an art, you know, that is art in its own right. So
So who chose the soundtrack for this?
Well, the first ones I've chosen, and then but we've got a year now. These are here for a short time, and then we'd like to engage. We'd like it to engage with all sorts of people. We don't know yet. We've got a year to. But it'd be nice to engage with. Could be other artists. It could be DJs. It could be the public. It could be there could be all sorts of ways of getting music on here.
And you do want people to actually get on the dance floor and dance as well. Well,
it's imperative.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it's here for.
It's cost a lot of money, so people better use it.
Yeah, and also you know that you know we mustn't forget to mention Catherine, who's you know the lighting in here as well is a work of art in its own right. It's not just some glitter balls and a bit of light. It's been well thought out. It's been really well thought out. And when you and the way that the this dance floor changes colour and does its sequencing is, you could sit here for half an hour and watch it. You know, it's on a half. It changes every half. It goes on for half an hour and then back to the beginning. And just spending half an hour here is quite interesting, I think.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay, no.